Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This podcast is sponsored by Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Podcasting Network. Today's podcast is from a previous video presentation of an interview I had with local businessman Troy Johnson. So here is that interview I had. We have with us again today Mr. Troy Johnson. He was with us last week and we were talking about his health issues as they pertain to food intake and some of the issues that he had with weight gain. And it was very interesting what we ended up talking about. And I just want to hit on one thing before we get to the main purpose for today, and that is, what do you think about diets and fastings? And more and more today, you hear about body cleansing. What do you think about some of those things?
Well, I think it only serves its purpose based on the intent. So when you speak of fasting, I think fasting is good. As long as the intent is well, not starving someone, but doing it with the intent, whether it be for religious purposes or whether it be for cleansing your body, as you spoke of. Diets and fad diets, they don't work, honestly. I mean, they really don't work. I think for me, my highest weight was about 475 pounds. At this point, I had an awesome relationship with food. And when I say awesome, I loved it, but obviously my body didn't. I was twice the size that I am now and some. And really me getting there came from not just eating the wrong things, but eating at the wrong time. So here I am now, tried the Atkins diet, I've tried this diet, but again, discipline and consistency, that's what it's really all about. I was to a point where I felt that I needed something extreme. I had already tried every diet I can think of and nothing had really went well for me because I honestly wasn't disciplined with it. So as an extremist or as someone that's always been an outside the box thinker, I think for me, that's why my path went to the bypass surgery. You know, we were at the point, by the time I did it, we were at the point where they had transitioned from the whole staples to a laser, you know, and because early on a lot of people were being affected by that metal and they were transitioning and the procedure itself was becoming a little bit more common. So some of the tools were used were a little differently. So but even in that, having to be prepared for that particular extreme came with a year process of me losing 50 pounds and really being intentional. So I think diets are only as good as the person that's doing them. Fasting as well, as long as the intent behind it is pure and genuine and it's for a purpose, not from a starvation perspective. But ultimately, there has to be a decision made. There has to be some discipline as it pertains to what's being put into your body.
Well, let me ask you this. The church obviously addresses a lot of issues with respect to people's spiritual health. But what we're talking about here is the physical health of people in terms of food intake and nutrition in general. Do you think the church could and should be more of an influence as far as what we eat and making sure that we live a more healthy lifestyle as far as our food intake? What do you think about that?
I think anyone that has had loved ones, friends, or has been affected by any one of the diseases or things that can happen to a person's body based on food or diet or lifestyle as it pertains to food should be an advocate, including the church. I think so many times, especially from my experience, we have examples of people that could have maybe potentially been better off had they made different decisions. as it pertains to food and lifestyle, as far as a healthy lifestyle. Mine was extreme, and I know for me personally, me losing weight was like having a kid with a new toy. It was an opportunity to live life differently, and I truly don't take that for granted. I appreciate that, and it offered for me a new layer of life, opportunity to not just live life differently, but potentially use that difference in lifestyle as an opportunity to inspire others, and to show what discipline is, through an active lifestyle, through changing eating habits, through the perspective of why your body is a temple. We talk about in church why our body is a temple, and really having an opportunity to live that out as it pertains to health and wealth.
So would you suggest then that we take a more gradual approach, a less extreme approach than the approach you ended up taking as far as dealing with your health issues, not necessarily having a diet, because I think diets have been proven not very, very effective. In other words, people get into diets and they get out of diets. It has to be more of a lifestyle change. So would you recommend the more gradual approach of lifestyle change as far as weight loss? And then, if necessary, you can take the more radical approach as you took.
I think everything deals with habits. And we create better habits, we make better choices. So yes, I would agree that changing up what you do from the norm. So if you're, I found that from my personal experience, I was wasting a lot of energy, food, and calories as it pertained to my drinks. So the sweeteners, the sweet drinks, I had to replace those with water and have a better relationship with water. So that's where I started. You know, I laid away the sodas, I laid away the Kool-Aid in an effort to drink more water, and that became beneficial for me. But from there, I moved more to not just eating pasta, but when I did have pasta in its moderation, that it be whole grain or it be some type of brown rice instead of yellow rice. So the steaming your vegetables instead of, like you talked about earlier, cooking the life out of it, right? Literally. So I think those things and being consistent at it, you know, helps me now. You know, and I mean, obviously never wanting to get back to that 475 takes some type of or a huge part of discipline as it pertains to the food. So for someone that's just getting started, I think that's the hardest part, is just getting started.
Exactly.
You know, but you got to do what's right or you can do consistently for self.
Right. Well, last week we talked about the spirit and having the spirit leading you to do the right thing, and 90-100% of the time, actually, you will end up doing what you're supposed to do if you follow that that still small voice, as they say sometimes, that's within. It will guide you to what you are supposed to do. But let me ask you this: we talked about church and its involvement with nutrition and dealing with these health issues. What do you see as far as your faith being involved with specifically food take? Do you see a relationship there between your faith beyond church, but your faith, your private or individual faith, and your food intake?
I think a lot of what we eat does affect how we think, right? So I'll give you a perfect example. So I'm disciplined enough to wake up early in the morning and go work out from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I do that Monday through Friday. That's part of my discipline as it pertains to health and wellness. Well, I know that I eat something heavy for dinner the night before, that it affects how I work the next morning as it pertains to my workout. I think that's no different than our spiritual relationship as well, right? What so a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be. I think grandma used to say, you are what you eat. So oftentimes the things that we put in our body affect our decision making, which ultimately can affect that connection whether it be that inner voice you speak of and hearing it clearly, or whether it just be a guidance or a leading because you're bogged down by some of the things that your body is over processing or had too much of. I know oftentimes with me, if I eat too much sugar, my body crashes. You know, I start to get the shakes, I start sweating, and I know that particular overload of that thing will affect my body a certain type of way, so my decision making isn't clear, and I start to shut down. So I have to be conscious of that, and I think that's no different as it pertains to your spirituality and that connection that you have with Christ.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break now, and when we return, I'll ask Troy about the scripture and what it says about food intake, and whether we should abide literally by what some of the scriptures tell us we should or should not eat. And so we'll be right back with that. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're here with Troy Johnson, and he's telling us his experiences with food intake and some of the things that happened to him while growing up and even in later adulthood. And it's kind of interesting what you were saying as far as being able to deal with your situation. And of course, you took the approach that you took. But I want to mention a scripture, a verse of scripture, and it's taken from 1 Thessalonians, and basically it says that we should pray without ceasing. This is a spiritual program, basically. We focus on people's experiences that are sometimes miraculous, where divine influence is evident. But how do you think this particular verse of scripture, the fact that we should always pray, relate to our solving whatever food problem or issues that we might have? What do you think about that?
Pray without ceasing, right? I think for a believer, one would oftentimes, and we've had this question come up before in some of our Bible studies, that what does that really mean, right? How do you pray without nonstop? Like how do you just really live life with all of the daily things that go on a daily basis and really pray? And I think we take it so literally, but for me, I think it's a mindset. So my mind stays on him. David talked about writing some of the scriptures on his heart. So I think that plays a huge role in it, is what does your heart say? So if you're, we were doing a concert, and believe it or not, I wrote a rap line, and one of the verses was, mind stayed on him, heart stayed on him, nothing left to do but straight walk it out and win. And I think that plays a huge part of it, right? Where your mind and your heart is connected, right, wrong, indifferent, good, bad, or ugly, that there's a priority there, not an option, but a priority there. You've made Christ, or you made God, a priority, and because of that, favor has found favor. You know, he favors those that favor him. And when that connection has been made, when that commitment has been made, there's a transition. And I think pray without ceasing is similar to that, you know, where you're able to fixate your mind on Christ so much so that when it's good, obviously you praise. When it's bad, you may feel a certain type of way, but you still give him honor and glory because you know that he is the orchestra. He is the conductor of the orchestra of life, and because of that, all is well. You know, where that becomes more not just a mantra but a lifestyle. You know, all is well. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I've heard about the fact that prayer is really a communication with God. Mm. And so it hits on what you're talking about as far as a mindset. Mm. So in that sense, we can pray without ceasing, because mm-hmm. our mind should mm-hmm. always be mm-hmm. be on the Lord, mm-hmm. although there are situations that we find ourselves in where that's kind of challenging.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But that's the ideal, right. of what we should do. Now, as far as its relationship with our food intake, mm-hmm. we should think before we eat. Mm-hmm. And I have a motto, and that motto is, when in doubt, don't. In other words, if you see something as far as food is concerned that you know is going to be damaging to your health, mm-hmm. And if especially with you having the knowledge mm-hmm. that the consumption of that food might be damaging to your health, mm-hmm. There's some doubt there. And so
right.
if you have any kind of doubt, then what you should do as far as this motto is concerned mm-hmm. is don't consume it.
Yeah.
Well, at least delay consuming.
I like that.
Yeah. So, so that's kind of interesting. Now, obviously, food intake, and we have a little time left—not very much time left—but I want to hit on this as well. It's not just our food that gives us problems as far as health is concerned, mm-hmm. and even weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
It's our physical activity.
Absolutely.
In other words, we have to be physically active. And so let me ask you this. Do you have any specific suggestions? And I think you mentioned some already as far as those going through issues as far as losing weight in particular and health concerns in general. In addition to the things that you've already mentioned, and I think, for example, you mentioned not eating late at night, you know, because this slows down the metabolism when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other things that you might suggest to people to help them in their situation as far as weight gain?
Sure. As far as from my perspective, yes, I totally agree with you. I think timing has a lot to play with into it. Again, making your body work harder while you sleep. Right. So when you can, I think another one too is eventually, you know, as we continue to evolve to help make better, making sure that the portion control, right, not just the content, but the amount of consumption. And two, as far as the active lifestyle is concerned, there's two words I despise, and we've been talking about them all day. So one is diet, right? I like healthy eating choices. And two is exercise. I like active lifestyle. It means the same exact things, but words matter. And I think with people, we have to be very, by any means necessary as it pertains to our temple. So with that being said, for active lifestyle, the first two letters in God is go. So we need to do just that, not as it pertains just to sharing our faith, but also promoting an active lifestyle. You know, again, you don't want the anointing to die with you, or let that be a reason. We all do have to leave this earth, but there's some things by choice you could potentially control in the now, and hopefully that will pertain to a longer longevity of life, an ability in life as far as physical is concerned. So yes, go, get up, get out, do something, right? Don't let the days of your life pass by.
I want to hit on that with some additional information that I have when we come back. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And then we're going to close the show because time is waning. And we're going to go ahead and take that break right now, and we'll be right back to finish the show. Stay with us. Again, we're with Troy Johnson, and he's here with us talking about his story as far as food intake, and it's been very compelling, and hopefully many of you, our viewers, are getting a great deal out of this conversation. And let me just say that we cannot exhaust the amount of information and material that we can get to with respect to this topic.
Yeah.
And so read. There are a lot of books out there that you could read. As a matter of fact, one of the questions I was going to ask you about is there, has there been a mentor, or has there been maybe a book or some other resource that you can share with us that has been helpful in assisting you in your recovery as far as weight gain and continuing to live and maintain a healthy lifestyle, especially as far as your weight is concerned?
Yeah, I think my biggest motivator is my purpose as a business owner and a leader, not just of men, but of children in the community. The always wanting to be an example of anything that I do as far as lifestyle is pertained, as well as maintain the temple in order to be able to do this work consistently. Another one of my motivators is my wife. She, you know, I married another Taurus, and naturally stubborn. She motivates me in her own way, you know, and it's good to have somebody that can speak life into you. Who has seen you, I don't want to say at your worst, right, but let's say at my heaviest, right? My wife was there when I was 475, just the same way she is now, in the hospital with me, her and my son, for the 3 days I was there when I had the surgery. So that's love to another level, right? That's they say love is an action word, where I can speak to the action that she's shown towards me, let's put it that way. So motivator, you know, own way, but motivator nonetheless, and that's definitely spoke volume to my journey in weight loss over the past 9 years, and fighting against that spirit and that flesh that we talk about as it pertains to food, and also the consistency of what I do now. So yes, in the combination of marriage, purpose, and the love of my children, those are the things that have really helped to keep me focused on this journey.
And we certainly need that help from someone, whether it's a friend, a family member, a spouse, a minister. We need that help in order to get us to where we want to be as far as our health situation, sure, getting our weight in line, if that's an issue. I have my own motto as far as nutrition is concerned, because I have concerns about maintaining as much of a good health as I can maintain, mm-hmm, as I get older. And I've developed, as far as nutrition is concerned, what I call the 3-3 rule.
Okay.
And the 3-3 rule is this: three things to avoid, or at least to limit, and that is salt, sugar, and fat. And fat occurs in just about everything, and of course, as well as salt, and from what I understand, sugar as well.
That's absolutely right.
So anyway, that's one part of the 3-3 rule. And the other part of the 3-3 rule that I want to mention to everyone listening, and that is three things that you should consume. And those things are water. You've heard of the fact that we should drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water per day. At least that's what the experts say. Of course, I don't do that. I try to do that, but I don't think I come close to doing that. But in addition to drinking water, fresh juice, that's the second thing. That's very helpful to your body, because the nutritional aspects in fresh juice go right into your system, and that does not have to be processed like raw food, of course, or food in general has to be processed. And then raw food, vegetables in particular. So if you could add those things to your diet, or not diet, but your lifestyle.
There you go.
Stay away from diet.
We're on it, Bill.
water, fresh juice, and raw vegetables.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned salad earlier.
I was actually introduced
to
that.
Used to eating salad, and it can taste so good when you do that.
You know, we can overload a salad too now, right?
Well, that's true. You have to be careful with the things that you put on it.
I'm fault of that.
And then in addition to the nutrition, also physical activity. Now, as far as physical activity is concerned, I've developed the acronym MOVE.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, that's what we all should do as much as we can and as long as we can, and mm-hmm. that is MOVE. That is exercise, and mm-hmm. And that contributes to a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
Now, the acronym is this. The M is to motivate yourself, because sometimes that's the only place you will find motivation, mm-hmm. is that yourself. Now, in your case, you had your wife, and mm-hmm. that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to learn how to motivate yourself if you don't have any other motivation mm-hmm. around to eat right and to enhance your healthy lifestyle. And then the O is to overcome temptation, mm-hmm. because you will be tempted, as I tell people quite a bit. You look at television. I love looking at television, but yeah. you can't escape looking at television without seeing these commercials with all the bad foods that are mm-hmm. up there that they promote.
That's right.
And you have to kind of stay away from that and overcome that particular temptation. And then V is vote. Now, you might ask the question, well, why in the world would you include that as far as food consumption? Well, this is basically a responsibility, a civil responsibility that we all should have, is to go out and do that. And certainly our eating habits is a responsibility mm-hmm. to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then E is to enjoy your life.
Yeah.
And whatever you like to do, especially if you're not hurting anyone else, including yourself, you should mm-hmm. go ahead and enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So those are my key issues. Now, how do you respond to some of those? Or do you want to respond to some of that?
I love it. Especially the E, enjoy life. I think that speaks to how a person should start to live an active lifestyle. Because some may say, and I know people like such, that I don't want to go work out at the gym, but you may like to dance. Well, if you like to dance, that may be the start of your active lifestyle. So I really agree with that. MOVE is a great one. I think that's a great place to start.
Okay, well, great. Well, Troy, we're out of time, and we could continue talking about these things for quite a while, but again, we'll have to have that
absolutely
be postponed until another time, when hopefully you'll be on again. And just very briefly, give your contact information, maybe your email and your phone number.
Sure. Troy Jermaine Johnson. You can reach me at Troy J. Johnson on Facebook at 919-714-9905. Again, 919-714-9905. Email is booktroyjohnson@gmail.com. Book, just like something you read. Troy, just like the movie. Johnson, like the baby powder. @gmail.com.
Well, thank you. And to everyone, our viewing and listening audience, just keep this in mind. Whatever you're going through, whether it's good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you next time. Mm-hmm.